So this actually is going to air, I believe, I think around August 1st.
Nice.
So we've got air date, I'm sorry, August 15th. August 15th. August 15th is him. And then Therese will be August 1st from City
call.
South Bend. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
All righty. Okay, any questions?
No.
All righty, sir. Well, thank you again for doing this. So, whenever you're ready, Thomas.
Go ahead.
Again, thank you very much for that introduction, and welcome to Green Fleet Radio. Our guest today is Mr. Kevin Moore. He's the president of Midwest Wind and Solar. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Carl. Good to be here.
Tell our listeners, Kevin, what is Midwest Wind and Solar, and what do you do?
Yeah, Midwest Wind and Solar is a renewable energy company. We primarily today focus on solar.
Mm-hmm.
However, you'll see in our name we have wind, so we do solar electric, solar thermal, and we do wind power.
You're busy.
We're busy.
You're busy. Yeah. Busy group.
It's a great technology to be in today.
So we know there are several myths when it comes to solar. So can you tell our listeners, people believe solar isn't viable in the Midwest and that it's too cloudy or too cold to work here. Can you talk about that a little, Kevin?
Yeah, that's it's a very common misconception. Us Midwesterners, the rain, the snow, the clouds, it just doesn't work in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And solar technology in the Midwest is about 15% less efficient than in the states that we think solar is really great
sure.
in, so Florida, Arizona, California. And quite surprisingly, Indiana outperforms Florida 4 months out of the year in solar production. So
that's an amazing statistic.
Yeah, it is a surprise.
Wow. So I know there's some confusion about solar and batteries for storing solar energy. Can you tell us a little bit about how that works?
Yeah, the big misconception about solar is there's got to be some way to store that energy when you're not utilizing it. And the great thing is that there's a technology or a program out there called net metering.
Mm-hmm.
And net metering allows the excess production, let's say you're away from the home during the day, you're getting a lot of solar production, and where does that energy go? It actually spins your electric meter backwards. So you get kilowatt hour credits. And then when you come back during the day, there's no solar production. You actually run your meter forwards again, and you take those credits back off off the grid again.
Sure. So, we've heard that argument about solar being too expensive or that it has a long payback period, but before you can achieve a return on your investment. So what is the reality when it comes to investing in solar?
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And 7 to 8 years ago, I'd absolutely agree with
mm-hmm.
you. I mean, it was a newer or not so much used technology. And I like to compare it to the cell phone era. So if you remember back in the early days when cell phones came out, the big bag phones, they
mm-hmm.
were the technology was expensive, the service was expensive,
mm-hmm.
et cetera. And as more and more people begin to use that technology, the cost went down. The same thing's happening with solar technology. More and more people are utilizing it, therefore the costs are going down. And the cost to install solar has dropped by more than 70%
wow.
since 2010.
That's amazing.
So in the last 8 years, it's gone down 70%.
It's fantastic. It's Carl Lissick with Green Fleet Radio. Our guest today is Mr. Kevin Moore, president of Midwest Wind and Solar. So, Kevin, we're at South Shore Clean Cities, we're interested in sustainable transportation and sustainable energy. So we're hearing a lot more about solar charging for electric vehicles. So is solar a good way to offset electricity expenses?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely. It's a great way to offset the cost of charging an electric vehicle,
mm-hmm.
Both from an economic and environmental standpoint. For example, the Nissan Leaf has a combined fuel economy rating of 30 kilowatt hours per 100 miles.
I see.
So that means a Leaf requires 30 kilowatt hours of energy, of electricity, to drive 100 miles. So let's say if you drive 25 miles on an average day, that means you're using approximately 7.5 kilowatt hours of electricity per day, or just over 2,700 kilowatt hours of electricity in a year. So this is about the amount of electricity you'll need your solar energy system to produce.
I see.
So what does that mean in real terms as far as, you know, all that lingo there? What does that mean in the real world? Mm-hmm. How many solar panels would I need? You'd need about 10 310-watt solar modules, and that would produce 3,700 kilowatt hours per year of energy. So it's more than enough to power your leaf and give you some extra for the house. So 10 solar panels would cover you if you drove 25 miles every single day, 365 days a year.
Great information. Great information. So how can people learn more about Midwest Wind and Solar, Kevin?
Yeah, the best way is to go to our website, MidwestWindAndSolar.com, or feel free to give us a call.
You know, Kevin, I know we've been involved with many projects with Midwest Wind and Solar, and you guys have just been fantastic to work with. You know, great community partner with so many people, not only with South Shore Clean Cities. And, you know, I just want to say publicly thank you so much for all the work and support that you've done for so many schools and governmental entities and homeowners across our great state of Indiana. So it's just, you know, it's a pleasure, folks. If you ever have the opportunity to work with them, definitely a great asset to our area here. So, Kevin, any closing thoughts as we come to the end of our program?
Yeah, I know recently you had Bill McCall from the toll road and he mentioned their programs. We were fortunate to be selected as the company to install all of the solar on the toll road. And just a quick few little statistics behind that, we installed 508 kilowatts. That's 508,000 watts of solar on the toll road. That translates into 1,638 solar modules are now on the toll road. So great program that the toll road is doing. Mm-hmm. And, so we're
– That's exciting. And so locations, I mean, will people see those off around the toll road when they're traveling the toll road?
Surprisingly, actually, they don't get to see them. Okay. They are – when they're refueling their vehicle, they're on the canopies right up above them.
Wonderful.
And they're also on the buildings, but they can't see them from the road.
I see. Yeah. A lot of great information. We're excited of all the great things that you're working on, you know, here locally and throughout our great state of Indiana, and that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Mr. Kevin Moore, President of Midwest Wind and Solar. And I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy. Thank you, everybody.